יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Excited about giving you the latest update, Middle East and Prophecy Update number 9. And this is pivotal because in the last few hours, starting early this morning, we had multiple events, not only in Bible prophecy, but events that are breaking news that will affect the Middle East, ultimately Europe, and even the rest of the world. I want you to follow with me as we look at the map of Iran. We see that the USA blockade is still here, and that this is now, according to the interviews yesterday that we had, that Operation Epic Fury, that was the war part of this event, has now ended. Iran, which is biblical Persia, wants to consolidate the remaining radical members of the IRGC, the military, the religious groups there in Iran, and their secular leaders into a group that can represent Iran in negotiations. The negotiations are being held across the border here in Pakistan. Now, if we look at the same time, the radicals from Iran, while this kind of conversation is happening in Pakistan, Washington, D.C., Jerusalem, Israel, on the negotiation between the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, and even Turkey, what do we see happening? Radical groups in here are still launching what we call fast boats or swift boats, and six of them yesterday were taken out. They were destroyed. And then there's also weaponry being shot, and what it looks like is maybe all of the military is not under control, or that the line of communication, that they're not able to communicate back and forth. They may not even know about the ceasefire. Irregardless, it is a powerful event that is still in motion. We've declared Operation Epic Fury is over, but these are still happening. But the breaking news last night and this morning is that out of nowhere, a massive attack, wave after wave, is coming in here to the United Arab Emirates. And this is Dubai and Abu Dhabi, some of the most beautiful cities in the world. And they are under wave after wave of rocket and drone attacks. Matter of fact, world leaders have been reaching out and calling and trying to let United Arab Emirates know that we'll stay with them. Now, this is unreal news today about U.S. brand new weapons. Last week, we talked about the locusts and we talked about the drones. We've got breaking news, even since that, of a brand new weapon coming online. That's from the Navy. This is from the Army. And we'll talk about new weapons, new windows in the future, and new information about God aligning himself with Jerusalem. Now, if you're making notes, I'm going to give you 6 or 7 points. I don't know how many we'll get to because of the shortness of time, but I have never been so excited to give you an update about what's happening. And I hope that you'll take time to not only share it with someone, but to make sure that you pray as these events are popping into place. Number one, the USA's new military weapon. It could be, listen to me carefully, it could be part of Ezekiel 38, something we've always wondered and did not understand. But America's got a brand new weapon online that could affect Ezekiel 38. Number two, Israel is now standing with an Arab country. Can you believe that? Israel is standing with the United Arab Emirates. and offering them systems for defense. Number three, Turkey this week, earlier in the week, just announced that they have a brand new ballistic missile, a supersonic missile that is online that can now, it's intercontinental, it can hit any part of the little nation of Israel. And there's no love lost between Turkey and Israel. I don't understand the NATO relationship. I didn't understand it when they went into NATO because of the way that they stood with some of the terrorist groups in the Middle East. Number four, let me move quickly. We're going to not have time to get to all this. Emergency jet fuel. What? Europe is starving for jet fuel because the Straits of Hormuz are blocked. But now, little Israel, who is rich in petroleum products and natural gas, all of a sudden, they are sending jet fuel yesterday to Germany. Can you believe that? The one that tried to kill them and wipe them out during the Second World War, all of a sudden, Israel now has been blessed by God. They have enough jet fuel. They have refineries. They have surplus. And they're sending jet fuel and offering natural gas to Europe. And Israel's turning into an emergency energy supply center. And it's all happening while we are viewing it from the inerrant, infallible, holy Word of God, talking about things that will happen, things that will come to pass. Pakistan, on your map, has been leading the negotiations now with their Iran and back and forth. The groups are traveling in, and Iran has been telling what they will do with the negotiations with Israel and America, and then Pakistan has been that go-between. And then, oh, my goodness, something, Brother Mark, you and I were talking earlier, a dramatic political shift based on Matthew chapter 24, United Arab Emirates. Remember us talking about the Sunni Muslims and the Shia Muslims? And guess what happened since Sunday? United Arab Emirates is deporting Shia Muslims out of that country because of the conflict that's raging, and they know that there's no loyalty there to the UAE. And so these all are coming together. And then the seventh thing I wanted to get to, if I have time, is did God put his signature on the real estate? I'm talking about geography now. You know, when I go to the Holy Land, I'm a visual teacher. I use all kinds of visual illustration. And one of the most powerful illustrations we have is we call it the fifth gospel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right there in your Bible. But what is that fifth gospel? That's the real estate. That's the land. And God said, you can't move a mountain, you can't move a river, you can't move a well, you can't move a spring. We still go to the spring, Gideon Springs, we have a service there. We still go to Mary's Well in Nazareth. We still go to the Sea of Galilee, you can't move it. We still go to Mount Hermon, and bless the Lord, did you hear the news this week? It snowed on Mount Hermon for the first time in decades in the month of May, and they got life-giving water and snow on top of Mount Hermon. And God said, I'll give you a little something to drink in the desert to keep you going. And you are alive to see all of these updates come in on our watch. Did God put another signature on the actual real estate of the city of Jerusalem to document the Trinity? There's a real assault moving against the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Last night, I took a phone call from a businesswoman over in Tennessee who was talking about people in her office that were saying there is no Trinity and that there's no God the Father, no God the Son, no God the Holy Ghost. And that assault is moving even to have one more thing of Matthew 24. deception. There's all kinds of deception. I mean, there can even be religious deception. And God wants you to know, did he put a signature in the real estate? If I have time today, we'll get into that, what he has done when he created the land that the city of Jerusalem is resting on. Take your study Bible and go to John 14. John 14, verse 29. My, what an exciting time. I want you to stay tuned. If you're watching with us, you're at home, you're in your office, and you've got your iPad out, you've got your phone out, and you're going to John 14, or maybe you're in the house with a cup of coffee. Please subscribe here on YouTube or on Facebook. Be our friend. And then share it. So many people are not hearing the news that's in the news. The news in the news is that the king is coming. And the Bible is alive. And we need to be, listen, each one of you sitting here watching online, you've got a ministry. You can watch this and you can share it. And then you can go to Facebook and share it again. Or you can go to YouTube and share it again. Because you, each of you, have a ministry to help get the good news out. And what is the good news? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Listen, that we have the opportunity to have life eternal. A businessman.